Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Listeners to this show may well remember the story of Paddy Moriarty. He was the elderly Irishman who went missing in the tiny town of Laramann, Australia. Paddy and his dog were presumed murdered and the whole town were basically suspects. Well, there's been big developments, and on the line again is Kylie Stevenson, who actually met Paddy. Kylie, tell us again just, you know, a little bit of a background about Laramann and how you met Paddy.
Yeah, so I went down there in 2016 to do a writing retreat, which is a bit unusual, but I was the first recipient of that to go and spend a couple of weeks in Laramann writing and staying at the pub. And while I was there, Paddy was at the pub pretty much every day. So I usually had a bit of a yarn with him and, didn't get to know him terribly well, but certainly had a chat with him most days.
And so when did he go missing?
He went missing just over a year later in December 2017. Him and his dog Kelly had been drinking at the pub and they went home just the 800 metres up the road to his place on their quad bike, and the pair of them have never been seen again since.
Just completely disappeared.
Yeah, that's right. And Laramann is a very small town. It's a town of about 12 people. It's in the middle of the outback. The nearest kind of amenities are about 80 kilometres away, and that's another pretty small town as well. So it was a pretty remote place and a pretty unusual thing to happen.
And yourself and your colleague Caroline decided to start up a podcast, which was called Lost in Laramann. I'm assuming you did this because I know you're saying you didn't know Paddy terribly well, but I mean, you'd been meeting him occasionally enough and for the guts of a year and he goes missing. Is that why you decided to do the podcast?
Well, I'd actually started trying to write a podcast about the town itself because I found the town of Laramann really fascinating. The people who lived there were all really interesting, and Paddy would have been part of that podcast. And I was kind of in the middle of pitching that when he went missing. So he sort of became part of the central narrative of that story.
And it just took off then. It captured people's imaginations.
Yeah, it's a case that's really attracted attention from all over the world. You know, just last week at the inquest, there was an American documentary crew there. The Washington Post had written about it. A lot of media there in Ireland have been writing about what's been going on over the years. So, yeah, I think part of it is just that real mystery to it, where there were so many possibilities of what could potentially have happened to Paddy and Kelly, his dog, that it made it really fascinating.
And I mentioned it briefly there at the top of before we started talking. There's big new piece of evidence that's emerged from the coroner's court last week. Can you talk us through what's happened?
Yeah, so the inquest started actually 6 months after Paddy disappeared, and most of the residents of Laramann were called to give evidence then, but then it was sort of put on pause, adjourned until the police could do a bit more of their investigation, and it just came back this year. So it was 4 years since the first half of that inquest was held. And what we heard this time around was that police had secretly recorded a man named Owen Laurie in his home in Laramann, which was directly across the road from Paddy's house. Owen Laurie worked for a woman named Fran Hodgetts, who ran a Devonshire tea house in the town. And Fran and Paddy had a long history of not getting along very well, I suppose you could say. Laramann is quite fraught with feuds and people not getting along for many years. But
even though there's only 12 of them there.
That is probably why, I would say. And Paddy and Fran definitely had a pretty complex relationship where they would kind of yell at each other across the street and I guess play pranks on each other. Fran often accused Paddy of having poisoned her plants and things like that. And when she had this gardener, Mr. Laurie, come to work for her, he sort of became caught up in that feud as well. And in the inquest this week, we heard Mr. Laurie had been recorded by police in his home. And in those recordings, he was saying things like that he had hit Paddy over the head with a claw hammer, that he accelerated him and that no one would ever pin it on him because they would never find the hammer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty unexpected.
But were they recording all of the people, or had they just decided to record Owen Laurie?
That's not clear to us at this stage. The only recordings played in court were of Owen Laurie.
And so what was the coroner's verdict?
So the coroner released his findings the following day, and he said, I'm going to read it so that I don't get anything wrong here. He said, in my opinion, Paddy was killed in the context of and likely due to the ongoing feud he had with his nearest neighbours. He likely died on the evening of the 16th of December 2017, and that there was no evidence as to where he went when him and his dog had left his home. However, it is likely that the new plants at Fran's place were of some attraction. It comments that the feud with Fran Hodgetts had been escalating, and he has referred the matter now to the police commissioner and the director of public prosecutions because he believes that offences may have been committed in connection with Paddy's death.
So poor old Paddy was probably killed over some plants.
Well, as I said, the feud had been long-running and quite wide-ranging. Paddy had done a lot of things over the years to torment Fran, such as if there was roadkill on the side of the road, he would pick it up, a dead kangaroo, and he would throw it under her house. He would tell customers not to dine there. And, yeah, allegedly he had poisoned her plants. Miss Hodgetts had made several calls to police about that over the years.
Well, you've written a book on this, and I've heard that there's apparently talk of a HBO TV show. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, we released our book. It's called Larimer last year, and we did initially sell the option to HBO. That's correct, but we now have an agreement with a different production house, and they're continuing to look into fictionalising the story. And as I said, there has already been one documentary made in Australia. There is an American documentary crew that have been out here. It's definitely captured a lot of people's attention.
But why, Kylie? Why do you think it's captured so many people's attention?
I think the idea of a 12-person town where people don't get along is quite foreign to most people, even in Australia. That's a pretty small town. And I also think just all the potential things that could have happened to Paddy. So, you know, prior to this inquest where the coroner has made this finding, you know, there were stories of Paddy witnessing a drug run. There were stories of sinkholes in the area, that perhaps he and his dog had fallen down a sinkhole or a mine shaft. There are crocodiles in the area. There was a lot of talk about that. So I think just that all the possibilities of what could have happened to him were so strange and unusual, it really caught people's attention.
And do you think that realistically this is as far as the case is going to go in the legal system? Because I was reading that Owen Laurie said it's not his voice on the tapes, he's claiming.
He did. When they played the first tape, at the end of it, he said he would never say something like that. He said, that's not my voice. I don't know what that is. He said that again at the end of the second recording when that was played to the court. And then after that, he exercised his right to silence so as not to self-incriminate. So in terms of going forward, what will happen, I guess once it's been referred to the Director of Public Prosecution, we will have an idea about whether they believe there is enough to make an arrest or whether the police need to continue their investigation.
And I know the last time that you were on with us, you were asking for Irish relatives of Paddy to maybe get in touch. Did you have any luck with that?
We had found a distant cousin. What we were really looking for was someone who had known Paddy, which his family members didn't really seem to know he existed. They're very certain that he was a relative of theirs. They believe that perhaps his mother had given him up at birth because his father isn't named on the birth certificate. That kind of adds up. What we were really looking for was someone who might have gone to school with him or known him, lived in the same town as him, but we didn't come up with anything.
It is a bit of a mystery, and I find, as you've mentioned, the 12 people thing is just, it's absolutely fascinating that out of such a small area we just don't really know what has happened here. Kylie Stevenson, thank you so much for joining us again to chat about the Paddy Moriarty story. Please do keep an eye on what's happening next, because we want to know if there's going to be any further developments and what happens. So will you be back in touch with us, hopefully?
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kylie. We'll be back after this. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.